Welcome to the Trigator Podcast, where budgets are balanced, debt gets destroyed, and alligator expenses get fed before they bite. I am your host, Nate Tanner. The Trigator Podcast is sponsored by Trigator. Go to Trigator.com and sign up for your free trial of the Trigator app to budget by paycheck, build your savings, and knock out debt. With Trigator, you can enjoy life more, worry about money less. Today's subject is a hard one for a lot of people because we're going to talk about wants versus needs. And it's really the big question that people have, and it's the hard question that they have around their budgets is, do I really need it? And the reason that this is so hard is because there are so many things that we really, really want. We want them so badly that we think that we need them. And it really makes it difficult when we're talking about a budget to want to cut, because everyone seems to look at their budget and say, I'm cut as far as I can go. And if you're in that case, then we're going to do a little bit of this. This is going to hurt a little bit because we're going to look and say, well, do we really need it? And what we're going to hopefully find is some ways that we can reduce our budgets down to open up a little bit more money that we can use towards whatever step we're working on, whether we're working on just being able to provide for our family, whether we're working on eliminating debt, whether we're working on building that retirement, or we're working on investing and building wealth. Whichever step you're in, you can look at your budget and see where you can do some cuts to free up some more money to achieve whatever goal you're working towards. So let's first start by talking about what are really true needs, okay? And there's some basic needs that we all need, and they are, everyone needs this. And this is something that in your budget, these are your true needs. And we're going to start with food. Food is a need. It's something that you need to live, and you can't get along without food, okay? At least not for very long. Now, this is different from eating out. Eating out is not considered food, believe it or not. It is food, but what eating out is that's one of those wants, okay? And food means groceries, being able to provide nicely for your family as far as being able to eat, okay? The next basic need that we want to talk about is shelter. Now, whether you're renting or owning a home, both of those would mean your shelter, okay? And you need to be able to provide for yourself with that shelter and the things that go along with it, because there's more to just sheltering your family than paying the rent. You also have utility bills that you need to pay for. You need to pay for upkeep. You need to make sure that things are working and in their proper order. So those are all things within shelter that need to be addressed and looked at. Another basic need we have is clothing. We don't want to be walking around naked everywhere. We need to have clothing, and we need to be able to have warmth from that clothing. Now, again, this doesn't mean that we go out and purchase the finest designer brands of everything. It means that we have modest, good clothing that we can afford, okay? Because a lot of people will say that they need clothing, and so they'll put too much in their clothing budget because they are using it as a, what really is a want, where they want to have really, really nice clothes, or they want to have designer jeans, or they want to have that designer handbag. And while those are fine things to have, they're not really needs. They are wants. The need of clothing is basically something to cover yourself so that you're not naked, okay? So it's pretty straightforward as far as what the need goes. And you need to budget according to the need, not the want of clothing. And then we also have a need for transportation. This means gas in your car. If you own a car, it means that you may need a vehicle or some sort of transportation to get to where you're going for work, whether that mean paying for public transportation or paying for a reasonable vehicle. Now, again, we need to be able to separate the need from the want, because what we may want is a nice big souped-up truck that gets us where we want to go, but do we really need it? Do we really need this big truck to get us, this big expensive truck to get us where we want to go? And it's being able to separate out that need from that want and making the appropriate decision, because you may just need an A to B car. Now, there may be a situation where maybe you're self-employed and you're in construction and you do need a truck. that's another scenario or another story that could happen. But that's on a case by case basis. Not everyone needs that big fancy truck. Okay. So we want to, let's review these again. We need food, we need shelter, we need transportation, we need clothing. Beyond that, really, anything is a want. Okay. And I know that that's going to cause some people to disagree, and some people say, well, I need a cell phone. I need a cell phone. Well, really, cell phones are nice. They're a luxury and they do have a lot of good functions, but it's not really a need of what something that you need to survive and need to get along. For those who are old enough to remember before cell phones were around, we did just fine without cell phones before the 90s. When they started to become more readily popular. So let's look at some other things that could be some common wants and kind of identify some of these things that we can look towards for cutting and reducing our budgets down. Because really, what we're doing when we're paying for our wants is we're giving in for that short-term gratification for something at possible expense of a long-term goal. And we want to make sure that we're reaching those long-term goals, which would be things like getting out of debt, things like being able to save for retirement, and being able to invest and build wealth. Those are long-term great goals to have, but if we're giving into all of our wants, we're not going to have the money that we need to be able to move forward with those things. Okay, so let's talk about a few of those common wants. Entertainment is a huge common want. And when I talk about entertainment, this could be things like streaming services, cable satellite TV. It could be subscriptions that you have to things like Audible or other entertainment related subscriptions. And these are some really low hanging fruit that you can get to weed out of your budget. Now, I'm not saying that entertainment is bad. It's good to have good, wholesome entertainment and to enjoy life and do things. But you don't want to give in to entertainment expenses if you're trying to get out of debt. You need to find other ways of entertainment. And if you go out to Trigator.com, there's actually a blog post out there that gives you some ideas on some free and low-cost ideas for entertainment. Another big common want is eating out. And this one is really hard because it's very social. It's social to eat out, and you like to be going out to places, and you like to go and enjoy a fine prepared meal that you didn't have to prepare on your own. And again, it's not that this is a bad thing, but if you're really looking to eliminate things, you need to cut out or cut down that dining out budget. And that's another spot that you can really cut out and make some quick gains to save some money. What a lot of people don't realize is how much they're actually paying by dining out. There's a lot of people that they run their money by the idea of, if there's money in my account, then I have money. And they don't allocate an amount to budgeting to eat out. And it's really interesting when you ask those people to actually go and add up for a couple of months what they spent on eating out. And it opens their eyes and they're thinking, wow, I can't believe I spent that much. I really need to cut it down. Another common want is an expensive cell phone. Now, if you do feel like a cell phone is a necessity for whatever reason that you need to have it, then you need to be smart and be frugal about your cell phone choice. Okay? You don't need a new iPhone every year that comes out. That's just, you're throwing money away, because I can tell you from experience, an iPhone 6 works just as well as an iPhone 11. Okay? And we don't need to throw money away at that expense all the time. Actually, I think iPhone's up to 13 now, but I'm behind because I don't need a new cell phone all the time. I have one that works just fine. And that's an expense that you don't really need to have come up, is that new phone every time it comes out. Another way with your cell phone you can look to save money is look at your carrier and your plan. Your carrier doesn't reach out to you and say, hey, guess what? We've reorganized our plans and we have new ones that may fit you better, that are less expensive. They want to keep you on the most expensive one possible. So you can even save money just by looking and saying, what plans do they currently offer? And are there any that would save me money and get me with what I need? You can also look at switching carriers. There are some carriers out there that are less common or less popular that have claims of saving 50% over some of the big guys. You could look into those as well for saving money on that cell phone bill. Another common want is expensive coffee. Looking at the Starbucks types places, and really, that's just you're kind of throwing money down the drain when you're buying expensive coffee, when you could brew it at home yourself for much cheaper. And this is just another expense that people like they say they need their coffee in the morning. They need this to get through the day. Well, it's again not really a need for that expensive coffee. It's a want. You enjoy going and getting the expensive coffee at Starbucks or wherever you go. So let's really focus though on tightening up your budget to limit those wants, because again, we want to think of that long term rather than the short term gratification. Each time we let a want get by us over a need, we're kind of putting our financial goals on hold. And if we can really focus on those needs and making sure that we're meeting those, it's going to free up money so that we can then build this not long-term wealth, which is what we all really, really want. All right, let's get over to our questions. Our first question comes from Heather. She says, can you get a mortgage without 3 months of pay slips? It's not necessarily 3 months that you would need. It depends on your lender and what they require, but you do need to prove your income, and it's going to vary by lender how much proof they're going to need in order to provide you with that mortgage loan. Okay. So it could mean that you only need to provide, you know, a month worth of paychecks, pay slips, pay statements, whatever you want to call them. And that would be enough to show them that you have a steady income. Other lenders may have a higher threshold than that and require more than that. Generally speaking, though, there are going to be 5 basic documents that you're going to need to give your lender in order to get even pre-approved for your loan. They're going to require things like your W-2 statements, your bank statements, your pay stubs, your tax returns, and then, of course, an accounting of all of the debt that you have so that they can work on things like your debt-to-income ratio. So there are documents that you need to be able to prove that you are able to make this home work financially. And so the short answer is, again, that it may not be 3 months of pay slips that you need, but you are going to need to prove your income and that you're able to pay back that loan. The next question comes from Diane. She says, how can a property inspection save me money? Well, what a property inspection, that's going to happen as part of the buying process of a new home, where you have what's called the due diligence period. And your due diligence period is where you're going to make sure that the home meets all of your expectations as far as what you want for it to work. Because there's things in the home like the systems, like the HVAC system, the roof. You want to make sure it's clear of mold, that there, you know, it wasn't a former meth house or anything like that. So an inspection is going to go in and make sure that all of those things are working and in good order, because once you purchase that home, anything that's wrong with it falls on you. Before you purchase the home, anything that's wrong with it is going to go on the seller. So what it gives you is, it gives you the ability to make sure, A, that the home is in good repair and that you're going to not have to worry about, you know, the HVAC system going out the day after you move in. Okay. You're also going to make sure that they don't have mold in the home or any of those other things that that we've talked about a little bit. And if there is an issue, the way it's going to save you money is that the seller's going to have to pay for the fixes instead of you. And that's going to be part of negotiation in the contract. You know, if the home inspection comes back and says, hey, you need a new roof, then that gives you the negotiating power to go back to the seller and say, hey, you need to either put on a new roof or you need to reduce the price of this home so that I can put on a new roof. So that's how it's going to save you money, is in the ability to negotiate with the seller to fix things that are wrong before you have to take control of that property and take over that responsibility. So great question, Diane. All right, our final question is from Neil. Neil asks, how do you stay out of debt? I don't mean how to manage your money, but the temptation to take credit. That's a great question, because there's all this temptation out there to take credit and for this instant gratification that we've talked a little bit about, where, you know, people like to think, well, I can afford that payment, you know, or that, yeah, that I can get this new car because the payment's well within my budget. And they don't think long term, and it's that instant gratification that they want to get to by taking something out on credit. So there's really two things that I would recommend to make sure that you're not getting into debt. Number one is to create a habit of paying cash and saving up. What you'll find is that when you build that habit and you're paying cash and saving up for things, that you'll appreciate it more, and it feels different. You know, when you own your car as opposed to having payments on it, it feels much different and you really appreciate it more. And creating that habit of buying things with cash is going to be the first thing to do, because if you can afford it, if you can afford the payment, then you can afford to save up for it. Okay, that's really what it comes down to, is that if I can afford the payment, I can afford to save up for it. The second thing is you need to exercise willpower, which is not always easy. you know, with all of the advertising and stuff that's thrown at us, and the push to get things right away and not to wait, and just, it's really hard to have that willpower, but we need to stay strong. And part of building that willpower is it's like a muscle. You need to exercise it regularly and make sure that you're not going into debt. Because if you give in and you go and you take out a credit card, then you'll find that it's a lot easier the next time to take out more debt. So you got to maintain that willpower, because if you maintain that willpower for a long time, it makes it easier and easier to say no as opposed to yes to debt. So great question, Neil. I appreciate that. Good luck staying out of debt. If you'd like to submit a question to the Tregator podcast, you can email us at podcast@tregator.com, post your question on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Tregator, or you can visit our website, tregator.com/podcast, and submit your questions there. We'd love to hear from you. We love answering questions. Be sure that you like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. It's @Tregator. And be sure that you also subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tregator podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Tregator. Go to Tregator.com to sign up for your free trial of the Tregator app, to budget by paycheck, build your savings, and knock out debt. With Tregator, you can enjoy life more, worry about money less. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.